Last couple of greyhounds, Amanda, we loaded.
I'm Sue North, manager of Greyhounds in Need charity shop in Bournemouth.
We're now going to raise five for other greyhounds and their racing weights. Chuck one flashy socks, obviously Timmy from Sydney.
They're bred in Ireland. Most greyhounds have between 10 and 12 in a litter, and if they're lucky, one or two will make the grade, the rest are destroyed.
Well, run last, so we move on to trap three, White Buck Short.
About 8,000 are rejected by the industry each year, around 2,000 find homes, and there could be up to about 60,000 that are destroyed every year.
Eight. Trap five, Penworth Princess.
They're not found homes as puppies. They're exported to England for racing. What can I say? They're kept in kennels usually for about 23 hours a day.
There is now 1 minute of the off. 1 minute of the off. Greyhounds are starting trips.
They're just treated, you know, as animals, not obviously as pets, and they don't get the affection or anything that they would have as pets. So they're just really used as money-making machines. I think it should be banned personally, yes.
So it's your pet, hasn't it?
Weak ones, etc., go to Spain, and they're raced in every race, and if they're lucky afterwards they might be rescued by one of the Spanish or English organisations. Otherwise they're just dumped or put to sleep in horrific ways, injected with petrol, bleach, hung down wells, hung in barns, any way possible. We sometimes get asked by owners to rehome their dogs. Others we find abandoned. Also we're approached by kennels who have several dogs that finish racing. More and more people are becoming aware that they do make, you know, gentle, loving pets. They're just a really loving home. That's what we're looking for. I'm Kate Thomas, and I've got Mr. Mac with me, who used to be Mr. Mac's Emerald, and we just call him Mac now.
I'm Gareth Thomas. This is Sophie. She used to race under the name of Nobody's Perfect. We've had her about 3.5 years now. Mr. Mac, because he was born in Ireland, he's likely to have been thrown in with a field of a whole other bunch of greyhounds, and they let off a few cats. The ones that get the most interested in the cats are the ones that end up being the racers. We didn't really have to make many adjustments. I mean, they probably slowly taught us exactly what they need. You know, we work our days around, you know, what they want to do.
Is that a squirrel, Mr. Mac?
There's
a doggy.
We've just passed another Black Labrador coming past here, and he's obviously both of them very interested because it's another dog, but when we got him back in March, he would have absolutely barked his face off, so, and probably got quite aggressive if the other dog had approached. And now he's just kind of an interested, keen, you know, animal. And they're just like any other dog. They're just fantastic animals.
But I don't think people... I don't know, I just don't think it crosses their minds when they go to the racetrack and think, okay, out of those six, how many do you think are going to find a home? Sadly, very few really as a percentage.